You know, Mitch is going to be starting. I'm very excited for him, seeing the things he can do. And just like you said, it's not really like starting a new offense, but it's a couple things. Like, he throws a kind of different ball. So it's just things like staying at the practice, catching a little more with him, just things that are fine-tuned it up.
What's it been like in practice with him as a number one QB this week?
It's been the same mood in practice. You know, I feel like it's probably different for him individually. He's probably going a little harder now. But for everybody else around, you know, we want to pick him up, encourage him, and just let him know that's not all on him.
Rookie to rookie, do you have any advice for him?
I told him the first day I found out about it when we came back. I told him I don't feel like he needs to feel that he needs to be a superhero, because we're in this together as a team, and we're all supporting him.
Tariq, how proud are you of this rookie group? There weren't a lot of you guys, but you're really contributing right away.
That's something that we planned on doing, you know, as soon as we got in here. Our director of player personnel, Soup Campbell, he told us that we were going to have a shot to play, and that when we do get our number called, we got to be ready to make plays.
What do you think of the Vikings defense after watching them on tape?
You know, I feel like they're very aggressive, great tacklers. You know, Harrison Smith, he likes coming down, making good tackles, and they have Xavier Rhodes, a great cover corner.
You have a quarterback like Mitch. It's important for everybody to never give up on a play. Make sure you make yourself available when he's scrambling out of the pocket.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, that's what you have to do. You have to always be available for him, because you never know what he can do. He's very mobile. So just keeping the play alive is something that he's going to do, and we got to be ready for that.